Welcome to the XD Chronicles. I am Goddess C.
And I am Dab D, and we are the
XDs. You guys can follow us at XDs on Instagram. That is XSTIES. My personal, Goddess C personal Instagram is just call me Goddess C. It's just.call.me.goddessc.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. She had to be extra difficult with all them dots and periods and all that shit in her name. But,
I mean,
so.
Because I scroll.
This is Dab D, and you can follow me on Instagram at ibspiffy, and that's ibe_spiffy, spiffy, _.
So yeah, follow us on Instagram. We have our own personal things going on, and of course we tell you what we got going on. So follow us.
Definitely, you guys. We are gonna have a YouTube coming up soon where we're gonna actually broadcast for those of you who actually want to put more of a face to the voices and see expressions and all of those kind of things. We're gonna have a little more in store for you guys. So definitely stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right, you guys, so once again, what is an XD? So XDs are people who go from being ex-lovers to being either good friends or, in our case, best friends. So that is what an XD is. So leading into our next topic, who are the XDs? I know you guys are kind of...
Who are we?
Yeah, you guys are kind of curious on who we are as individuals. I'll let Goddess C go ahead and explain a little bit about who she is, crazy personality.
Who is I? Well, guys, first off, I am a Gemini. I am very proud to say I am a Gemini. I am not...
Little Chucky, y'all.
Maybe. Just a little bit. Just depends on the time of the day. Just depends on the time of the day. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Time, the day, the weather.
Whatever. It really is. It's a lot of that. It plays in a lot of that.
The texture of the water. Like, I'm being petty, but I'm being so serious, you guys. The bipolar is real. And it's I'm not being biased. Most of my friends are Geminis, and I have a sister that's a Gemini. So, I know y'all intricately. No, you guys are really fun individuals. I love Geminis.
We are amazing people. I have good Gemini friends. A couple. Not a lot of them. I can't really deal with a lot because we are a lot to handle, I would say that. But yeah, I am a Gemini. My birthday just passed. And we went to Seattle for my birthday, so it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Seattle is dope. That has to be an annual trip. I love Seattle. That was pretty dope.
That was amazing. I don't have any kids.
Yeah, no kids, guys. No kids. For either of us.
I don't have any kids, but I have a dog, and she's being really good right now, y'all. Like, I'm so happy. I don't know if you guys heard in the first episode, her chain was moving the entire time in the video because she just wouldn't stop moving. So, she's a child. She's a real child, and I'm not even exaggerating about that. She's a real child. But I love my dog. She's a Morkie. That's a Maltese and Yorkie mix. Don't get it confused. I'm just okay. And we call her Zozo. We call her Zoe. And this is my baby. This is my heart. So I don't have any kids, so this is as far as I'm getting right now. So this is it. You know, this is there. I'm a Southern gal. I know y'all done heard this little accent of mine. I'm very Southern.
Southern ain't the word.
Southern. I'm so country.
She can't pronounce words. You can't say oil, foil, you know, all those words that people from Louisiana and New Orleans regions can't pronounce properly. I love y'all, though. Love all the Cajun and the Creole people.
That Southern slang is something different with us. I'm just trying to tell you. It just makes a lot of sense, okay? All right, so, yes, I'm a Southern gal. What else? I'm single, guys, girls, because remember I'm bisexual. But yeah, I mean, that's just the gist and sits of, you know, I, you know, grew up Southern. I graduated with a BA in management in college at Kennesaw State University in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yes, I've come a long way. I would say that. That's just a little snippet. Yeah, so that's a little snippet of me. I mean, I guess a little detail. I'm being personal, y'all. You know, I mean, y'all got that. You know, that's a new. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
Oh Lord, yes. Let's not get her to telling her secrets tonight, Lord. But no,
I got a secret.
Lord. No, this is that D, a little about me. I am a Pisces. Pisces gang. Yes, I'm a fish, mellow of the mellow, calm of the calm, and to shake the water up, and then it's piranha shark city. Like, I can be honest with it, but it takes a while to get me to that point. So I don't know. Let's see. I'm Pisces. I am from Chicago. Shottown, stand up.
Shottown. You know, we went to Chicago. We did.
Oh yeah.
We did. Yep. We went to Chicago.
Cece to Chicago, you guys, before, and she was like scared out of her.
Now Louisiana is scary, but we ain't really that scary because it's country. Now that's scary. That's a little scary.
Yeah, I took her to Chicago. It was a little culture shock for her.
Being that food was so amazing, though.
Being in the hood, yes, she had some of that good old Harold's chicken. If you're really from Chicago, you know, yes, the Harold's chicken with that mouth sauce is Poppington. If you never had it, anybody, I'm putting y'all on. Go to Harold's Chicken in Chicago. That will change your life.
I'm putting you on, and I ain't even from there. Go.
Literally. Let's see. I don't know. I'm a nerd, you guys. Like, I'm very intellectual. Like, I'm sporty. I like to, you know, get into sports. Like, almost everything. As far as sports, I'm really into New England Patriots. Yeah, that's my squad. I went to college in Boston, you guys. I did not finish, but I'm not sad I didn't finish after all the debt. Like, I'm going to be real with you. Because as long as
I got that debt too.
As they say, as long as I owe you, you will never be broke. Like, so, you know, I'm always, we'll catch up to the Department of Education at some point. But right now, I'm living my best life doing other stuff. And nah, that's just me being real. Like I said, I'm a nerd. I like to read books, do research, all that nerdy stuff. I don't know. Like, I'm just a real chill, soulful person. Like,
y'all, and I'm mad she didn't even say this, like, sports. Like, she can play basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I am a basketball player, you guys. Like, don't try to challenge me, because it'll get real quick. No matter how long it's been since I touched the ball, like, listen, it just, that's my spidey sense. I tap into it. But yeah, why Cece trying to be shy, you guys? She's a little dancer. She was praise dancing in church, and then after that, she's just a dancer by nature. Like, she's really a good dancer. I have to give her props on that.
Can I dance right now? These knees is getting old now. I'm almost hitting at 30 cuffs. I'm not 30. I know I just told you I'm a birthday, but I'm not 30. I ain't 25, but I know I'm damn sure ain't 30, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. I ain't going to tell you my age, for people who already know my age, but I ain't 25, but I damn sure ain't 30.
Lord, okay? I can't. Yeah, I guess I'll throw out there too, you guys, I am single as well, obviously, as we've been, you know, stating. All the ladies, don't overcrowd the inbox with the DMs. You gotta come correct for me, because I'm no easy nut to crack, just to be honest.
You gotta be a sly devil.
But no, let's see. Let's talk about stuff we like to do. We like art. We like to go to museums.
Oh my gosh,
I'm such an artistic person. Oh, let's kind of wraps into it, you guys. So I will be releasing some music soon. I have some stuff in the works. Yes, we are doing this podcast just to bring awareness and stuff and healing to other people who are trying to remain friends with exes, but we do have our own personal endeavors, and I am pushing and pursuing for music right now. I can sing, I can rap, you know, I write my own songs. I've just been a little shy about putting my work out there. I'm a little perfectionistic. It's hard not to be that way when you want to sound like the radio, and sometimes you gotta take them steps to get there, but I'm definitely gonna release something soon, and Gotta See has something going on too.
I am, y'all. I'm funny. I don't know if y'all noticed. I kind of crack a joke here or there. I'm very goofy. I'm an animated person and very dramatic too. So, yes, I am trying to pursue my career as a comedian. Okay, I got them jokes for you. Seriously, for real, bro. That's why I've been uploading so many things on my my Instagram page as much as possible. So definitely check out my content,
guys,
please.
Definitely go ahead and check our pages out. We are definitely, as time is progressing, uploading a lot of different stuff, whether it be for our podcast or our own personal ventures. So you guys have a lot of stuff to kind of look forward to from us. Aside from that, I do have a little side projects going with fashion as well, because again, you guys, I like to look nice and dapper, and just nice clothing is fashion styling. That's my thing. Like, I like it. Like, that's something that comes natural. So, I'm not sure if I'm going to upload any, like, pictures of me, like, designing anything or just me just dressing, because I don't know. I don't post a lot. I'm very private. Like, people always ask, why don't you post a lot? I'm very private, you guys. I'm private. I like to put out there what I want people to know. Like, I'm not trying to portray, like, nobody. We all have our struggles, obviously. So I'm not trying to portray, like, I have the best life. But, like, I don't know. Sometimes you feel like posting. Sometimes you don't. It's just life. But I'm very private, so I don't know. I post stuff. I'm trying to come out the little shell to show more with you guys. And as time progresses, we'll get there. But yes, you can definitely expect at least music coming soon from me and more comedy from Goddessy.
Yes, definitely. My shell has been cracked. Because I was a little turtle. I felt like I was a turtle when I was younger. I don't know. And I was in this little box. And I'm proud of myself, you know. I kind of ventured from this little bubble, because I felt like I was a little hamster, and I'm still a hamster at times, and I just roll in my little bubble and I just walk around with my little, y'all know, the little clear spinny thing. That's what I'm in, a visible one all the time.
Cece is like the Energizer Bunny. That would be her perfect logo, because she keep going and going. And I'm the type of person, I will be asleep on the couch and Cece is going. And I'm like, listen.
Because you got,
like,
a poor day. I mean, like, right now, I'm like up right now. Like, she over here, like, I'm about to, it's going to be after this. We're not going to knock out. Listen. And I'm over here, like, I need a drink.
Listen, you guys, I'm a little different. Like, I'm very sensitive to sensory and energy, so I get overwhelmed in big crowds, and I gotta recharge, and that's part of my privacy introvertedness. But again, like, I don't know, I'm a people person at the end of the day, and that's why I like us doing this podcast and just bringing, like I said, we're gonna bring healing and more things like that to the surface. Like, that kind of leads me into one of our, like, I guess our X device today that I kind of want to throw in there too. Like, I just want to say, like, in us talking about that, you guys, never be afraid to go for your dreams, anything that you're trying to pursue in your life. Like, no matter what shape or form it may come in, if you get that positivity from people, regardless of who it's from, don't shy away from it. You want support from the people. Like, you know, I mean, and that's something I can say personally with us, a little testimony with us. Like, that's one thing, like, regardless of anything, like, we never tried to down each other in the process. Like, we still wanted each other to
win
and be our best selves, because it's like, hey, just because we're not romantically meant to be together, like, I still care about you as a person to want you to win in life and, like, you know, for you to succeed. And I feel like a lot of people can't do that enough, because they want to be so bitter when it comes to their ex and stuff. And it's like, just because somebody's not for you doesn't mean you need to be bitter about the situation or angry or hold, like, you know, grudges because that holds you back more than it holds the other person back. You never know when you can just grow with somebody through some trauma or some hurt, and then y'all can actually end up helping each other to get to where you're trying to be in life because you were able to grow as two individuals and to be adults about the situation. Like, yes, I do understand there are situations where everybody can't always be, like, remain friends with your ex. Granted, neither one of us are friends with all of our past exes or anything of the sort. But, like, we were able to actually, you know, work through our issues and, I mean, hence, that kind of what led us to do the podcast. We had so many people asking us, like, how do you guys remain, like, you know, best friends after being together and dating after almost 4 years? Like, trust me, it was no easy process at all. Like, it took a lot.
I don't know if you guys know. Yeah, we dated. We dated for 4 years. So, I don't, we never actually even stated that. How long we dated. Yeah, we dated for 4 years. So, yeah, a lot of people do kind of look at it in, like, 4 years of dating and then y'all just want to be friends and that's it. And it's like, you don't love them no more. I'm like, yeah, I love them, but it's a different type of love. You get what I'm saying? It's exactly. a different level. And it's an understanding love. And when you come to a grounding understanding, everything is good. And that's what we have an understanding with each other. I mean, everything is not meant to be, you know, everything is not, like, and that's what I think a lot of people kind of, like, sever on. It's like, well, this is my, did you supposed to be my boyfriend or you supposed to be my girlfriend? And it's like, no, like, it ain't, you know, it's a time and a season for everything and every relationship. So, hey, that relationship just is just chalked out, you know, nothing. The time is out, it clocked out. You know, and I don't mean it's supposed to be them forever, but hey, like, I look at Diana as a real good friend. We were friends before we even got into dating with each other. You know what? Actually, let's get into how we met, guys, so you guys can see the story of how we met. Like, we'll give you a breakdown of when we met each other so you guys can see of our relationships of how we are right now. Like, we met on a dating app. Like, typical, you know, back in 2014. Yeah,
typical millennial, you know, kind of thing.
On, yes, date now. You know, we was on Badoo.
Yeah, Badoo. I don't think that's popular for a lot of people to know. Maybe some people know. But it was Badoo. And, yeah, like, we met each other on the app. And, like, it wasn't even like a, oh, this is about to be my bae kind of situation.
Yeah, like, we were just looking for friends in the situation anyway. Like, we were... Our initial point of it was, like, we wanted friends. Like, we wanted a friendship anyway, regardless of if we got anything out of it. Like, the most of the point of our app, at least for us, we were looking for friends. So that's what we were seeking. What we were seeking in the beginning is friendship, and that's what led us to how we are right now.
Yeah, how we could return to being friends, because it wasn't like we met and it was like, oh, fast, oh, this is my babe, this, that, and the third. So it was, like,
it wasn't,
like,
more of a...
It wasn't one of those kind of situations to where it progressed very quickly. Like, oh, you meet... And you're just, oh, this is my life partner. Like, no, it didn't happen like that.
It really didn't. Like, you know, and the thing is, like, we both had different segments and different things that was going on in our lives at that time, too. You know, this, yeah, we met back in 2014 on Badoo.
We had met, we ended up meeting at Cumberland Mall. It was for Shauna's birthday.
Yeah, my
little
sister.
Shout out to Shauna.
Shauna, shout out. Just had my handsome nephew couple months. We about to be a year, actually.
Yeah, he's about to be a year soon.
Dang. This shit is going by fast, too. I'm just throwing that out there. Oh, goodness
gracious.
Yes, guys,
time is flying.
Oh, Jesus, I did not think about that. But, yes, we did. We met at Cumberland. Y'all, it was my sister's birthday. That was September 25th. I remember. It was on the day. It was on that day.
And me being the fashionista that I am, I went to the mall and they was like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out jewelry this and clothes that. So I started helping them out and it was pretty chill. It was just pretty chill. Like, my sister convinced me because I wasn't going to go out on a date that night. And my sister was like, oh, she a Gemini like me. Go out and meet my Gemini buddy. And I was like, Lord.
shout out to little sis because she was right, though. She was right. That
was
my
the worst
sis.
Decision ever.
Don't fucking do that. Don't even ever in your motherfucking life say that again on this shit, okay? She don't mean that, y'all.
I'm just playing, you guys.
I'm an amazing, amazing gift from God.
Hey, you guys, I am just joking. Yeah. Even though she is a headache, but like, no, it was real cool, chill vibes. Yeah, like just normal friends, like we would hang out, like sit in the car for hours, talk about life and just the normal stuff without it being anything extra. Like,
yeah, it wasn't anything sexual either.
Definitely not. I mean, it's just as time progressed, like things just kind of happened, the lines kind of blurred, and we both just kind of roll with it. And yeah, so we end up dating, we end up moving in together, we had our apartment together, and that was my first time actually like really living with somebody every day consistently for like a decent amount of time. Like
that was my first time too. Besides because I was living with my best friend, and I mean that's different, we was in a relationship, so that's totally different. But
yeah,
In a relationship, like, no, I didn't do that either.
I live with another past ex, but, like, it wasn't, like, consistently, like, 4 years like it was for us. Like, it was a little time, like, maybe, like, 8 months at the most, but, like, it still wasn't the same. That's a transition, you guys, to, like, go from, like, family life or college life or roommates to living with a significant other. That's a transition. We'll have to probably get into that later on in our podcast, because for those of you, like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate. But yeah, so after that, like I said, we kind of dated. We were living in Atlanta. Like, just to give a brief synopsis without going too deep just yet, we kind of like moved out of our apartment in Atlanta. We decided to move to Arizona. My best friend Niecy, she convinced me to move to Arizona. I love Niecy to death. She's like one of the best friends that I've ever had.
And she's a Pisces too, by the way.
Yes, you guys, she's a Pisces too. We tend to cling and block together.
Gotta shout out, you know what, I'm gonna shout out my Pisces. Gonna have to shout out my cousin Charday and Renesha. That's who it is. Sorry, Charmel, I'm sorry I got y'all mixed up. But Renesha and Charday. And then I gotta shout out my Lydia, because that's my Pisces. I love y'all, for real.
Yes, Pisces are the best. It's so weird. It seems like her and I, we tend to attract, like, each other's sign, like, in our orbit, which says a lot. And I guess that's kind of how we're able to remain friends, too, because most of our good friends are each other's signs, so it's kind of a weird thing. I'm sorry for those who don't believe in astrology. I believe in astrology.
Like, I do, too. So if you don't believe in it, I'm sorry. We kind of talk about this a little heavily over this way. So if you don't like that, then I'm sorry, but we talk about this very heavily.
Exactly. Like, we're very open-minded about, you know, being spiritual, things of that sort. So
we were living in Atlanta, moved out here in Arizona, but it was not peaches in the beginning, guys. Like, the beginning of it. Okay, so the beginning of us, like, before we actually, like locked down, like, Diana was actually talking to someone too.
Oh yeah, I was talking to, listen, if I'm single, I'm single. Like, until somebody puts in that hard work to show that they beat out all the competition, because that's how it is. You're dating other people, you're single, like, you're trying to find that one. So yes, I was talking to other girls at that time. And obviously I chose CC. Again, you guys, the worst decision ever.
You know what? You don't fucking stop saying that shit. Manifesting that negative.
I wonder what would have happened if I would have chosen my second option.
That bitch ugly. No. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That was rude. That was the rudeness.
She's lying. She definitely was not ugly, because I don't date ugly females.
I actually never seen her, though.
Yeah, you didn't.
I never seen her. That's the whole jealous thing. You know, like, that bitch ugly. You be like, girl, you don't even know how she looks. Looking like a whole Holly Berry in this thing.
Literally.
But, I mean, yeah, like, yeah, so she was talking to someone, and, I mean,
Cece wasn't talking to somebody. She was in a whole relationship.
Listen, guys. I'm a very grown, immature, spiritual woman now. Okay, that was a very, very, it was a confusing time. And, I was actually in a relationship before me and Diana started dating. Well, actually, while we were dating, yep, I said it. I was in a relationship.
What's going on? Gotta see a cat got your tongue.
Yes.
No pun intended.
I feel you. But yes, I was in a relationship while I was dating Diana.